It's been over three seasons since the Eagle Grove football program recorded a win on the gridiron. That result coming back on October 6, 2017, in a 40-27 win against the Ogden Bulldogs. Since then, there have been times the Eagles have struggled to field a varsity team. Those circumstances, along with some perennially tough districts, have made life on the gridiron tough. But the Eagles have a good, solid foundation to build off of going into the 2021 season. For Coach Logan Willard, he enters his second season still in search of win number one at Eagle Grove, but a strong veteran core returning, he will have some opportunities to get that accomplished. The Eagles return starting quarterback Jake Jeske, while struggling as a freshman, will have a huge year of experience under his belt. Eagle Grove also returns key contributors in senior backs Tate Richardson, Blake Morgan, and Roberto Callis, and senior lineman Isaac Olson. The Eagles open up their season on Friday, August 27th, against county rivals Clarion Goldfield Dows, with kickoff at 7 p.m. Eagle Grove volleyball has been the victim of hard luck for the past three seasons. The Eagles' last victory came on August 25th, 2018, against the Broncos of Belmont Clemmy. Since then, it's been a struggle for the Eagles to compete with the foes in the large top of Iowa Conference. However, 2021, much like with Eagle Grove's football team, is providing some light for the Eagles program. In her sixth season, Alyssa Dooley is fielding a squad that is heavy on veteran presence, with a number of juniors and seniors comprising the Eagles roster. Dooley's squad returns three of their four leaders in kills from 2020, in senior Maddie Blomgren and juniors Alexa Jeske and Emma Hughes. Jeske was tied for the team lead in blocks a season ago with fellow junior Braxton Style, while also leading the Eagles in aces with 14. Eagle Grove opens their season on Thursday, August 26th, with a road trip to Forest City to take on the Indians. KQWC will have the call of the action on that Thursday night. The Eagle Grove boys cross country team saw a rise in status in the 2020 season, as the Eagles finished third at the top of Iowa Western Conference meet and saw sophomore Drake Whelan qualify for the 2A state cross country meet. Whelan placed 85th out of 139 runners at the meet. As a junior, Whelan will look to build upon his state qualifying year while also raising the profile and the love of competition with his Eagle Grove teammates. Coach Ben DeMuth, while returning his top runner, also returns varsity competitors in sophomore Noah Thull and seniors Justin Acton Gomez, Jensen Cooper, and Alex Frakes. The Eagles do lose Derek Lee Harms and Kale Westlink to graduation. The Eagle Grove girls cross country team find themselves in a similar scenario to their boy counterparts, but they do not return their leading runner from 2020 in Leah Friedel. Friedel finished third in the top of Iowa Western Conference meet and followed that up by placing 41st in the Class 2A state cross country meet, but has moved on due to graduation. However, for Coach Mike Harrington's squad, they returned three of their four varsity runners from 2020, including sophomore Manny Axtell, who finished 10th at the conference meet, junior Fatima Galvin, and senior Alejandra Lopez. The first action for the Eagle Grove boys will be at the Iowa State Invitational in Ames on Thursday, August 26th. The first action for the Eagle Grove girls will be at the Iowa Falls Alden Invitational, also on Thursday, August 26th. With local sports, this is Quinn Douglas reporting.